Lakuta Sikha is Chelik Yutes Parsha Devarim Sikha Aleph, a summary of the Sikha. Right at the beginning of this week's Parsha, it says, Moshe is rebuking the Yidden, and he says to them, Achados Yom Chayriv, it takes 11 days to travel from Chayriv, which is Har Sinai, Derech Har Seir, by way of Har Seir, at Kadosh Barnea, to reach Kadosh Barnea. It's an 11 day trip. So Rashi says that what he was actually saying was that which normally takes 11 days, that would be at a normal speed. You did it in 3 days. So in other words, there is a possibility that it could be done in a supernatural way. But what happened? Hashem made it happen in 3 days. It could have been the end. You could have gone into Eretz Yisrael and that would be the end of it. And because of the sins that the Yidden committed, therefore, now it's getting delayed for 40 years, and the Yidden are going to have to travel through the desert for 40 years. In other words, there are three periods, there are three different ways in which one can travel. The normal, if one travels normally, it would take 11 days. Hashem could make it happen in 3 days, as he did make it happen. And then it could be done in a supernaturally long way. He caused it to be dragged out for 40 years. Three different methods. And it seems from this that the normal method of 11 days, that doesn't come into the picture. That's what it would normally take. But the Yidden have two choices. Either the Eibush is going to take them in 3 days, and if that doesn't happen because we don't do the right thing, so then it's going to take 40 years. So why is it either one or the other? We have to understand that. So we find an interesting episode in the Gemara. Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai was having a debate with the Baisusi. Baisusi were the ones that believed only, one of the groups that believed only in the Torah Shebiktav. They don't believe in the oral tradition and the way the Chachamim interpreted the Psukim. So they have an opinion that Shavuos always has to come out on Sunday, because it says Mimacharas HaShabbos, that the Sfira should be counted Mimacharas HaShabbos, which we interpret to mean the day after the first day of Pesach. That's when Sfira begins. But they said Shabbos means Shabbos, so therefore Sfira always starts on the Sunday, and therefore Shavuos always comes out on the Sunday. So he was having a debate about this, and he said to Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, Moshe Rabbeinu was loved the Yidden, and therefore he established Shavuos always on Sunday, because Shavuos is only one day, and so it's a very short vacation. So like this, if you have the day, it's always after Shabbos, so there's a two-day holiday. You can celebrate 2 days in a row. So Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai said, he quoted our pasuk, Achados Yom Chayriv, and he said, if Moshe Rabbeinu was such a lover of the Jews, why did he delay them in the Midbar for 40 years? From our pasuk. So Tosfos says that why did Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai quote this pasuk to bring out that the Yidden were in the Midbar for 40 years? There are many psukim in the Torah which are much more directly, say it more directly, that the Yidden were going to spend 40 years in the Midbar. So Tosfos says, because this pasuk brings out, as we said, that it's either 3 days, it actually happened in 3 days that they traveled the 11-day trip, so it could either take 3 days or it could take 40 years. That's what he meant to bring out. But that also has to understand, what's the connection between 3 days and 40 years? 11 days and 40 years is also bringing out the same point, that it's a very big delay. So what is it that that Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai was trying to say? So let's look at the discussion between Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai and the Baisusi. First of all, we have to understand that whenever the Gemara quotes a story and gives you the two opposing sides of a debate, it means that the Gemara considers them to be a reasonable discussion. It's something that the Torah supports, this kind of thinking, or at least it makes some sort of sense within the way of the Torah's thinking. Because otherwise, why would the Gemara put in foolish debates between Baisusim, which don't know what they're talking about, and what the Chachamim answered, which could be also not really addressing the truth, but could be addressing just a way to get rid of them, and so on. So the fact that it's all recorded and discussed means that there is some truth to it. So we have to understand, what is the Baisusi thinking, and what is Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai answering? So now let's try to understand what the Baisusi is saying. First, though, there's a few questions. First of all, the Baisusim brought their proof that it should be on Sunday from the fact that it says Mimachas HaShabbos, the day after Shabbos, which they interpret to mean the Shabbos of the week. We, of course, as I said, interpret it to mean the day after Pesach. But so then, if that's their proof, so why is he coming up with a whole thing about Moshe Rabbeinu being a lover of the Yidden, and he established Shavuos on Sunday? It's from a pasuk. That's first of all. Second of all, is Moshe Rabbeinu the one that gets to determine when Shavuos should be? The Eibishter said when it should be. So what is he bringing in Moshe Rabbeinu and his love for the Yidden? So what he was saying was that it's true. I'll let you have, I'll concede your interpretation of Mimachas HaShabbos. But Moshe Rabbeinu said it always has to be after after the first day of Pesach. That's when you start Svira. But Moshe Rabbeinu went ahead and he organized it in such a way, by delaying, you can manipulate when Rosh Chodesh should be, as we know that there's sometimes the Chachamim had to manipulate it for whatever reasons they had. So he manipulated it in such a way that the first day Pesach should always be on Shabbos, so that Svira would always start on Sunday, because he wanted the Yidden to have these 2 days of celebration. So it doesn't contradict what the Chachamim say. He made it work together with what the Chachamim say. And it doesn't mean that he was contradicting what Hashem said. He worked with what Hashem said, but he was able to engineer it in such a way that it always come on Sunday. So, okay, so that makes sense. But then we look at the next question. So it comes along the Baisusi, and he brings the point, he makes the point that Moshe Rabbeinu is a lover of Yidden. Comes along Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, and he has to take the position to question Moshe Rabbeinu's Avos Yisrael. What kind of a debate is that? What sense does that kind of a debate make? So to understand this, we know that Shavuos is, we count 49 days, of which we do our own Aveda, and the 50th gate, 49 gates, you know, levels of refining our character, and then comes the 50th day, which is something that we are unable to reach on our own, and that is given to us as a gift from above. That's our understanding of the 49 days of Svira and Shavuos. Said the Baisusi, since Shavuos is the gift, Matan Torah is the gift that comes from above, therefore he said the day before Shavuos, Erev Shavuos, should be a day similar to Shavuos, which is that Hashem gives you rather than you having to do the effort. Shabbos is a holy day because Hashem set it up as a holy day on the seventh day of creation. And since then it's been the same every single week. And there's nothing that the Yidden have to do in order to make it holy, as opposed to Yom Tovim, which are up to when the Beis Din declares it to be a holy day. But Shabbos just keeps going as a holy day. It doesn't need our effort. So therefore he said, in order to prepare for Shavuos, which is the gift from above, we should do it on Shabbos. The day before it should be Shabbos, which is also the gift from above. And that was what Moshe Rabbeinu's kindness was for the Yidden, that the day before Shavuos should be accepted, received in a way that misangim, that we can enjoy, receive it from above, we can sit back and let it happen for us. And this is really the whole attitude that the Baisusim have about Torah in general, which is the reason that they wanted Matan Torah to be in the same way. They believe that Torah is something which is given from above. They only believe in the written Torah, which is the word of Hashem, which was given from above, which is unchanged. We can't change it in any way, and there's nothing to add to it, and so on. But Torah Shabbat Peh is something that the Zohar says that we should contribute. We should flourish in Torah. We should innovate in Torah. And that when somebody innovates and becomes, that's what connects him to Hashem in a deeper way. So in other words, there is a divergent understanding of what the purpose of Torah is. They believe that Torah has to be received from above and given from above, and that there's nothing that we have to, should do within Torah. Whereas the Chachamim believe no, Moshe Rabbeinu believe no. The purpose of Matan Torah is to bring together the upper and the lower. And the way to do that is that we should refine our minds by contributing and innovating in Torah, and that the preparation for Matan Torah should be in the same way. Not that we have to sit back on the day before Matan Torah because it's Shabbos and we receive it from above, but it's 49 days of effort in order to reach this kind of innovative Torah, which is that it's brought down into the lower realms, into our own life, and that we have accomplished it. And therefore, we understand the preparation for Shavuos also as Tisperu Chamishim Yom, as Chassidus explains it, that the Chamishim Yom, the 50th day, which is a gift from above, is also accomplished through us. We are the ones that bring the Sphere. Evan Sapir Tisperu means the brilliance. We bring the brilliance to the 50th day by our own efforts, and so therefore, there's no place to make sure that a dafka happens on Shabbos, because it always means that we have to make an effort. And that's what Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was explaining from Achados Yom. There is two ways in which Hashem could have led the Yidden to Eretz Yisrael. There's one that he could have... We have to make a preparation to get into Eretz Yisrael, because when we get to Eretz Yisrael, we have to be elevated to be in the place in the Holy Land of Israel. That has to be done with a preparation. But there are two ways that we can prepare. Either Hashem could speed us through the process and get us there quickly and refine us quickly, and we're there, we're ready in 3 days. But then we haven't accomplished anything on our own. We are not the ones that did it. That's not the way of Torah. The other way is we have to wander through the desert for 40 years. It's a long process. But by that long process, we reach into the very deepest corners of our soul. We elevate every single level that we have within us. Every dark corner gets elevated because of the challenges that we meet through the Golos and through the Midbar. And therefore, he said, this is the true Avos Yisrael of Moshe Rabbeinu, not to speed us through the process because we don't have to do anything on our own, which is what you, the Baisusim, think. We have to go through it on our own. It's all about us. It's all about our efforts. It's all about Torah Shebaal Peh. And then we can truly expect to go into the Geula in the proper way. And the same is true for our Golos, this long delayed Golos, that the whole delay is in order that we should be able to refine ourselves. But even the long process, we also have to make an effort to make sure that it gets rushed up. We have to do quickly, we have to work quickly in our lives to make it sure that it will be as quickly as possible, and then it'll bring together the Maila of Be'ita, that it was done in a long, drawn-out way because it brought us up. And it'll also be Achishana, that we do it quickly. We bring together both qualities at the same time.